Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
There is something, Howard. You guys had Gene Smith on. And in the last 30 seconds, you kind of asked him about playing Michigan the final game and then playing them again the week after. I look at this and I look at the 12-team playoff system that we're about to go to. And it almost feels like, at least to me, and I know a lot of people won't agree with what I'm about to say, but Howard almost devalues that game a little bit, because if you know you're going to be playing this team again, especially in a second week, if you've already clinched, you're going to almost treat this like a spring practice where I'm not going to play my star quarterback because I'm going to play next week. I don't want to take the chance of getting hurt. Now, you're a former athlete, so you got a different mindset, and that's a hated rivalry. But just hypothetically speaking, both teams have already clinched their spot in Indianapolis. Why would I play my star players the week before and risk an injury and technically a meaningless game? Because I thought, if it were up to me, and I know this is blasphemy to some. I'd move the game. I would move the game to beginning of, like, the Red River Shootout. Move it to October. So therefore, you give people more of an anticipation of the rematch. Oh, you know they're going to play again in a few months. And look, we had the leaders and legends. We all thought it was going to happen. And in 7 years, it never happened. And it's a hypothetical thing. But I just look at it as this may be one where it would behoove them to move it a little bit earlier to give the loser of the game a little a chance, because here's the other thing is recency bias. You know, when it comes to the polls, you know, if that team that lost was sitting in that 10 spot out of 12 teams and you lose 2 weeks in a row, now all of a sudden people wonder, are you really that good? If you just played your way out of the playoffs, whereas if you still lost twice, but you lost once in October and you lost once in December, you're still in the playoffs.
You know, I know there was a lot of talk. A lot of talk back and forth, and there's always been about, you know, possibly trying to move that game up, but it's just something that wasn't going to happen, right? You look at Gene Smith and Ward Manuel; they, you know, they came to an agreement, right? And they, it wasn't just them. You had they're the other athletic directors. They also needed to be on board with this, because you mentioned that one, right? And one of the other things that happened is, you know, those protected rivalries were important as well. Iowa's got three protected rivalries where Penn State has none. But I think that when you talk about Michigan and this Ohio State team, both programs, there's such storied programs that the game would do crazy numbers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Each week. Right. That's really the thing. I mean, the numbers are going to be crazy. I think you look at the both head coaches. It's important to both of them. And they recognize it, and they don't try to downplay that game at all. And I think that's part of it. But that's one of the things that could happen with this thing. You can have them playing 2 weeks in a row. If it happens, you know, it does. It's going to be one of those things. But you know, that's just another one of those things they needed to figure out, and they needed to come to an agreement on. And you know how both fan bases feel about it, particularly, you know, right. The Michigan fan base. They want that game. It's important to them. And Ohio State, it's important. I mean, you can talk to fans right now, both programs. You lose, we can lose every game, but we got to win that one.
Right.
Right. And that's, you know, that's, but see, that, those are fans.
Historically speaking, it almost behooves you, if that were to happen, to lose the first game, because historically speaking, when you play again that quickly, the loser finds ways to figure out what happened, what went wrong, and they come back and win. Just like I look at, you know, what Ohio State did, and I mean, they were one timeout away from, I'm thinking, almost being a national champion. Mm-hmm. They had Georgia on the ropes. They lose Marvin Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
He goes down. And then, you know, they had this trick play, and Kirby Smart sniffed it out.
Yep.
Call timeout. That was the play of the game.
Yeah.
They get that first down. They're playing TCU that was injured, and we're talking about they win the whole thing. So that team kind of fixed things, and they would have been playing indoors on a fast track,
which
is basically what that team is built for. So when I look at this, I look at that. The other thing for me is, I guess, are we doing this again in another 2 years when it looks like maybe two more teams from the Pac-12 could be you know, somewhere up in the Northeast?
Yeah.
You know, Washington and Oregon finally comes in. Are we? Because, see, at that point, I think you can go back to divisions. You could have, you could have, what, 2 9-team divisions.
Mm-hmm.
The East and the West would be balanced out, and you could have a crossover, you know, interdivision game. And I think at that point, you